motivates us to achieve truly spectacular feats. The story of Lilavati recounts the unlikely invention of one of the most influential mathematical textbooks in Indian culture. But what do love and loss have to do with mathematics? 900 years ago, in India, there was a man named Bhaskara, who is widely regarded as one of the finest mathematicians of his era. Bhaskara lived a peaceful life on the banks of a picturesque lotus pond with his wife and baby daughter, Lilavati. Lilavati was a beautiful, intelligent, and extremely curious child. She never stopped asking her father questions about how the world worked, and grew into a very knowledgeable young woman. One day, Lilavati announced she was getting married, and a wedding date was quickly announced. But Bhaskara, always concerned for his daughter's well-being, consulted her horoscope to make sure the wedding would lead to her happiness. He was devastated by the result. Lilavati would not have a happy life unless the marriage took place at a very specific time, a lucky time. Fearing the news would disappoint Lilavati, Bhaskara kept it hidden and instead chose to make all the wedding arrangements himself. To be sure he didn't miss the lucky window of time, Bhaskara timed his water clock to stop at exactly the right moment. Bhaskara warned Lilavati not to tamper with the water clock, but of course, she was too curious to resist. Lilavati eagerly watched the water clock perform its magic. A small bowl floating inside a larger bowl would fill up with water, and when it became just heavy enough, would sink to the bottom of the larger bowl, creating a measurement of time. As she stared into the water, a pearl from Lilavati's nose ring fell in, causing the bowl to sink sooner than it should have. Fearing she would be discovered, Lilavati hurried out of the room. Unaware that the water clock had been tampered with, Bhaskara started the wedding ceremony before the lucky time had approached, and sure enough, disaster struck. Lilavati's husband died only a few days after the wedding. Devastated and inconsolable, Lilavati spent all her time gazing into the lotus pond in tears. Bhaskara was deeply saddened by the changes in his once fun-loving daughter and sought to find a solution the only way he knew how, by challenging her curiosity and intellect. Bhaskara asked for Lilavati's help in solving a mathematical problem. It was no surprise to him that she was completely absorbed by it. But what he didn't expect was how revitalized she felt after solving the problem. So he asked her to solve another one, and another one. Day by day, her depression gradually disappeared, and she regained much of the zest for life that was lost after the death of her husband. As if successfully helping to heal his daughter's wounds wasn't enough, Bhaskara realized he had now created an entire book worth of math problems. Life can be a long and winding road that leads us to our destinations in ways we never imagined. Such was the case for the legendary mathematician Bhaskara in the unpredictable story behind Lilavati, his collection of math problems that functioned as the most prominent textbook for geometry and arithmetic in India for several centuries.